This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis signing three new laws today to help increase licensed child care facilities. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Colorado has a shortage of child care options for its youngest children. One way to potentially address that is to get more people to open home-based daycares. And two of these new laws aim to help with that. One prevents homeowners associations from banning those businesses in their communities. The other will allow people to continue caring for four or fewer unrelated children without needing a license from the state. A separate law aims to get more people to become childhood educators and contains provisions to try to raise the overall quality of child care centers. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Environmental activists plan to sue Governor Polis for not taking faster action on climate change. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Wild Earth Guardians, an advocacy group, plans to file the complaint later this week. They say Polis missed a July 1st deadline for a plan to meet Colorado's emissions targets. Jeremy Nichols is with the organization.
We're not even at a point where it seems like this administration is truly committed and has set the priorities correctly.
Polis signed bills last year committing to Colorado's Climate Action Plan, which calls for a rapid reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. But he added a signing statement saying he planned to propose regulations over time, not all at once by the deadline. A spokesperson for the administration says the lawsuit distracts from that effort. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Rockies are slated to start their COVID-19 shortened season on Monday at the Texas Rangers. The club says it's working to allow a limited number of fans at home games. The Rockies' home opener is scheduled for July 31st. Coming up on the program, a UC Berkeley assistant professor of education talks about the role of teacher training, and workforce diversity in anti-racist education. And a growing middle class became a symbol of progress in the African continent, but the pandemic has hit Kenya's middle class hard, reducing many to selling vegetables to feed their families. Those stories are coming up next. Here on All Things Considered. 102 still in Pueblo, 97 in Grand Junction, 78 in Vail, 93 in Colorado Springs, 92 in Denver.